You are now tuning in to the MPTE Clinical Files, two mock MPTE-based questions told and solved week by week. Thank you for tuning in to the MPTE Clinical Files. My name is Kyle Rice, the MPTE Prep Coach, the founder of the PT Hustle, and the creator of the MPTE Prep Success Coaching Program. And if you would like a free cheat sheet that goes along with this specific question, tune in to the end of this episode, and I'm going to give you more information on how to get that. All right, so for our next NPT clinical file, we have Jave, and Jave is treating a patient in cardiac rehabilitation who is taking spironolactone, lisinopril, and Aricept. While exercising on the cyclergometer, the therapist notices the following on the heart monitor. Which of the following is the best course of action? Now, for those of you on the podcast right now, you may have heard me pause a little bit, say the therapist notices the following on the heart monitor. And that's because there's actually a picture that I'm going to explain to you here in a moment. So everybody has an equal opportunity for dominating this. All right. But let me go through the answer choices really quick. Answer choices are A, stop the exercise and alert the rapid response team. B, stop the exercise, place the patient supine and contact nursing. C, continue the exercise but reduce exercise intensity. And D is stop the exercise and alert the physician immediately. All right, so when you look down below on this question, you actually have an EKG readout. And there's multiple leads here. You see V1, V2, V3, V4, V5, V6. You may have seen this come up on one of your practice exams before where they try to plaster this EKG strip in front of you and say, go ahead and read that. All right. Well, that's exactly what we have here. And you can tune in to YouTube, check this out if you want to see it for yourself. But I'll go to describe what I'm actually seeing. And then, like I say, you can look at it on your own. So, again, you have all your strips here, and I'm going to pick out one specific one, though. All right, I'm looking at the middle line. It says V2 here, and as I go all the way over to the left side and start to follow my way over, I do see a P wave. I see the QRS, and all of that looks just fine, but it seems like as I go out towards the ST segment and the T wave, it's like it looks like a freaking mountain. It looks super tall. And it goes all the way up, and it's a lot more narrow compared to the normal T wave. All right. And as you continue over, I just see that repeating over and over again. You see your P wave, you see your QRS, you see this tall, large T wave though. And then it goes back into the next cycle. All right. So that's really what I'm seeing. That's what's sticking out at me, at least. You check it out on YouTube yourself, baby, and see what you think. Let me go through this question, breaking it down. I want to tell all of you listening to me live right now and even on the podcast that this is the hardest question I've ever created. It really is, because it's infusing a picture, it's infusing medication, it's infusing EKG, and you have to make a response or make a decision related to, should I call EMS? Should I alert the physician, the nursing? It's kind of incorporating all of those very tough concepts all at one time. Yeah, the ones that y'all struggle with. Yeah, I get you. I struggle with it too. So we got Jave is treating a patient in cardiac rehab who is taking spironolactone, lisinopril, and Aricept. So I want to go ahead and slow up there and look at this whole thing saying cardiac rehab. We know that patients who go through cardiac rehab typically have like a myocardial infarction, some type of heart surgery, maybe a heart transplant or a CABG, something along the lines of that. And now cardiac rehab is getting them back to prior level of function and even getting back to their previous function related to working and so forth, like vocation and exercise and all that good stuff. So cardiac rehab is used for that purpose. And we have this patient who's in cardiac rehab and is taking these three medications where I need to slow up as well and go through these puppies. All right, super important. So spironolactone is a diuretic. You need to know it for the MPTE. Spironolactone is a potassium sparing diuretic. Well, we know that diuretics help us to urinate more often, right? To get rid of a lot of the water content in our bloodstream. But spironolactone is a special one because they call it potassium sparing, meaning that we don't, when we're actually urinating and the kidneys are filtering the blood, they hold on to the potassium, like they keep it in the bloodstream. They don't actually send it out into the urine. So what tends to happen is the patient can build up with the amount of potassium in their bloodstream, creating a condition called what? Hyperkalemia. All right. So I know that was a lot, but that's really important for you to know for the exam. Spironolactone, remember, potassium sparing, potential for hyperkalemia. Let's go to the next medication. It's lisinopril. Anytime you ever see pril type drugs, like with that ending pril, those are ACE inhibitors. They're used typically for hypertension. Oftentimes it can be used for congestive heart failure as well. What it does is it helps the arteries not be able to vasoconstrict as much. And so if we don't have a lot of vasoconstriction, then that means that we don't have a lot of elevated blood pressure. So it is a blood pressure medication that doesn't necessarily vasodilate like nitroglycerin, but it keeps the arteries from vasoconstricting. All right. That's lisinopril. And then Aricept was the other medication. And that one is a cognitive enhancing medication. Patients who have dementia, Alzheimer's, they usually use this type of medication. Again, it's cognitive enhancing. So those are the medications. I know that was a lot already at the beginning of this, but let's continue down. It says, while exercising on the cycle ergometer, the therapist notices the following on the heart monitor. And I told you that what I'm seeing is just these repeated QRS complexes that look pretty normal. P wave looks normal, but we start to see like this really tall T wave. And I see it every single time there's a QRS complex. So the question stem says, which of the following is the best course of action? So we have A, stop the exercise and alert the rapid response team. B, stop the exercise, place the patient supine and contact nursing. C is continue the exercise but reduce exercise intensity. And D is to stop the exercise and alert the physician immediately. It's tough. It's tough. So what you got? A, B, C, or D? Lock it in. Okay. So I want to dissect these one by one. First one is stop the exercise and alert the rapid response team. Well, this is what I'm getting from this question, that when I look at this EKG monitor, this EKG strip, I'm seeing that tall, what is called like a tall peaked T wave, tall peaked T wave. And what that really means to me is that the patient is potentially having difficulties with their ventricular repolarization. But another way to say that is their ventricles relaxing. They're having a problem with ventricular relaxation. And so here's the thing. When a patient presents to you with hyperkalemia, too much potassium in their bloodstream, guess what is one of the things that you see on the EKG? Guess what? That tall peak T wave. Exactly. And so I'm thinking like, oh, shoot, I'm seeing that tall peak T wave because the patient potentially is having hyperkalemia. So then I need to make a decision based upon that. What do I do if I look at the EKG reading and now my patient's presenting with signs and symptoms, or not signs and symptoms, but signs, I should say, of hyperkalemia? A says, stop the exercise and alert rapid response team. I don't like that answer. I mean, I do like the answer of stop the exercise, but alerting the rapid response team, it's kind of like, all right, Mr. Bill's on the cycle ergometer right now. He's just going and I'm looking at the EKG monitor. I see, you know, a tall PT wave come across and it's like, do I like call the rapid response team to come in with the cart and like, you know, try to revive him or something? No, that's not what's going on. There's nothing in the question that's letting me know that the patient like passed out on me or is unconscious or having a heart attack. There's nothing in there to let me know that that's the case. So there's no reason for me to alert the rapid response team right now. All right. I think that's a bit too much overkill. And when the team got there to see you and Mr. Bill, they'd probably be tripping the heck out. All right. So let's go ahead down to B. B says, stop the exercise. Again, I really like that. It says, place the patient supine and contact nursing, all three of those. So I do like stop the exercise, but placing the patient supine, I'm not really understanding that piece. And maybe they were, I mean, when would you ever just place a patient supine? You know, what is one of the conditions where you would tend to do that? I mean, the first one that comes to my mind is something like orthostatic hypotension or something, right? But other than that, I'm kind of like, I don't really understand why I would place the patient supine. So that's kind of weird. And it says contact nursing. And I'm like, well, if I ever, and this is important for you to write down in your notes right now, please write this down, that if you ever have new EKG findings, like something new comes up that wasn't in the patient's medical record, it wasn't there before, that's not something you contact nursing about. You actually go directly to the physician. All right, so put that down in your notes. Super important point. If you ever have a new onset of an EKG finding, all right, that the doctor is not familiar with or does not know about, you definitely make sure that you contact the physician immediately. Now, if it's just a PVC, like an isolated one, like one, I mean, I can have that right now. That's not a big deal. No, I'm not talking about just one PVC. But if it's a significant EKG finding, then you need to alert the physician immediately. Bottom line, what am I saying? I don't like B. I'm going to go ahead and eliminate that. Let's look at C. C says, continue the exercise, but reduce the exercise intensity. And this is an attractive one. This is attractive because the question is, well, can I continue to exercise a patient who's presenting to me with hyperkalemia, who's presenting to me with this tall peak T wave? I don't like it. I don't like it. And the reason why I don't like it is if they start to show up with this on the EKG, first of all, we need to get it checked out. All right. We need to get it looked at. The physician needs to become aware of it before we just continue to exercise them. Because can hyperkalemia turn into something significantly worse? Of course it can. You know, if your ventricles are having a hard time relaxing, then you can run into the problem of, you know, difficulties with cardiac output, being able to get out enough blood flow in order to supply the demand. And so, you know what? I don't really like the whole just continue the exercise, but reduce the exercise intensity. I really think that we need to handle this whole problem of hyperkalemia. Let's go ahead and put an X next to that. Not necessarily D, but let's take a look at it. It says stop the exercise, which I told you all that I like, and alert the physician immediately, which I would say definitely. If there is this show up of some type of new abnormality on the EKG that is significant, you need to alert the physician immediately. Bam, I think that fits the best. D is the right answer. Now, you may be like, but, you know, C, can't you just continue the exercise or reduce the exercise intensity? I mean, how do we know that this is a new thing? Or, I mean, is it that bad to just continue with the exercise? And the reason why I don't like C, another reason, is the fact that if we just continue the exercise but reduce the exercise intensity, we haven't done anything for this reading of the hyperkalemia. Like the fact that that just showed up on the EKG, like we're not addressing it at all. And so that's a problem. And that's something that you can run into on the actual MPTE or your practice exams as well. When they're asking about, you know, something showing up and they're asking you, what would you do about it? You have to make sure that you remember that one of your answers or the answer that you pick, it has to address the problem. You can't ignore it. So if a new reading shows up on the EKG that's significant, you can't just ignore it and move the other way. I mean, you have to do something about that. And in this case, we're not really addressing that hyperkalemia. Reducing exercise intensity is not going to make the hyperkalemia better. All right. So there you go, y'all. Final answer is D here. Congratulations for those of you who got that correct, especially those of you who are just listening and on the podcast. Big time congratulations. But I never want to leave you with just that. I want to take you to the next level. For those of you on the podcast right now, if you would like to get every single cheat sheet I ever made, including this hot one that I just made for EKG, then what I want you to do, go into your show notes, click the link in there that says Cheat Sheet Drive, and you can get all of them. All right. But if you just want this individual one, you can go in there and click the link in there and get it for absolutely free. I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of the MPT Clinical Files. My name is Kyle Rice, the MPT prep coach. And as always, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you on the next one. This episode of the MPT Clinical Files is brought to you by the MPTE Test Strategy Playbook. If you are constantly getting down to the final two answers but always seem to select the wrong one, visit destroythempte.com to learn how to get down to the final answer fast.